This is Community Matters on 92 Gold. If it matters to you, it's on Community Matters.
Good morning, I'm Aaron Mee, and you're listening to the Community Matters program on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country. The Community Matters program is brought to you by the YMCA of Warren County. Thank you for joining me here on the Community Matters program. Today on the Community Matters program, we are talking with our Erie News Now Harrisburg Bureau correspondent, Kara Jeffers. Kara, first of all, thank you for taking the time to join us today. Listeners to the station probably recognize your voice from doing our trendy newscast. And with that being said, I'm really glad that we could be talking today because I understand you're live in Harrisburg right now. Things are always busy there, so I appreciate you taking some time out of the day to talk to us.
I'm very much enjoying my time. You are right. There's always something going on. The level of busyness, you know, kind of fluctuates. Are all the representatives, are the senators here? What's the governor doing? Are they back in their communities? But even when they aren't here, there are still committees, there's still laws that have been passed that are worth researching and tons of stuff to keep a person busy.
One of the things that I wanted to start off our conversation talking about is your background in journalism and your background in news reporting, because people hear your voice here on 92 Gold. They heard you for a while talking about trendy news, but really your background in this stuff goes a lot deeper than that, and it's a lot more serious than just trendy news.
Yes, as much as I enjoy trendy news, my passion has always been government politics, understanding how that works. I actually grew up in Missouri, went to college for communications, got a media journalism degree with that. During college, I was interning at our local newspaper, so I got plenty of chances to cover the city council meetings, all sorts of just different governmental courts, police things that were going on over in Missouri, in the town that I was growing up in. I also had a chance to intern in the Missouri state capitol with one of my local legislators. So I got a chance to kind of be in the office for a little bit, see what was going on. That was exciting. There's something unique about being able to walk the halls that people have been walking for centuries. And well, maybe not centuries, you know, depends on when the Capitol building was built. But there's history here. There's definitely a level of power that comes in and out of this building. The things that happen here, the decisions that are made here have an impact on everyone's life in the day-to-day. And that has always fascinated me. It's something that I want to be done well as a citizen of any country, any state. And it's something that as a reporter, I want everyone to know about, because these decisions are impacting you. My job, the reason I chose this job, is because I want everyone equipped with knowledge. Everyone should have access to the truth. And that's my passion for getting into government and politics. So I had that in, you know, college. It was definitely the niche that I pursued. For about a year after college, I did some general freelance reporting as well, more for newspapers, again, covering the city council meetings. And then I got the chance to move to Erie and fall in love with Northwestern Pennsylvania. Is an absolutely beautiful area that I enjoyed living in for a little over a year. And I was on the Sunrise Show, so lots of different stories, types of stories and experiences to cover there. But still, I found myself gravitating towards those more governmental, political topics and conversations. And I was eager to kind of just dig into them and, again, equip people with the truth, equip people with knowledge. And so I was super happy. Our Brendan Scanlon, who was phenomenal in his position here in Harrisburg, you now recognize him. He's over in Washington, D.C., if you're watching Erie News Now, still reporting with us. So when he went there, though, I saw a chance to talk about the topic that I love for full time. And so I hopped on that boat and here I am.
See, now that is something that I think is really an amazing story to follow. And really what I think that people in Warren County here will appreciate is they now have a voice and someone that is going to be going to all of these meetings and doing these reporting and doing this coverage from Harrisburg and really bringing the people in Warren County a good amount of coverage on things that are going to matter to this area. And that's something that I think is pretty important. And that's one thing, like you mentioned, the decisions that take place in that building that you're in, they matter for the rest of Pennsylvania. And those effects end up, you know, having a cascading effect going down to our local area. So with that being said, one of the things that I wanted to talk about with you is, as we look toward 2024 and we look towards some of the different things that we can expect in news, one thing that I wanted to talk about is the legislative cycle and how things are going to be shaping up. So first of all, 2024, it's going to be very interesting because it's an election year. It's a, you know, a big election year. So it's really going to be bringing a lot of people out to the polls. Can you go through some of your details on some of the things you've been covering?
Yeah. So haven't quite got into political season yet for campaigning. That is actually, there is going to be more and more events. We do have a couple of our local area representatives. Ryan Bizarro is going to be running for state treasurer. So that's a race that I will definitely be following as we go on. Those House of Representatives, those seats are up every 2 years. And so those, everyone in your area who's a representative, you'll be able to vote in on that. As far as the looking at government-wise, because those elections are still about 11 months away, November of this year. So Pennsylvania has a two-year legislative session. And so while we're waiting for that election to come back, our current representatives still have, again, another year of session that they can be working and serving you. What a two-year session means is that as we started this January, as we started a new year, 2024, there's not a lot that gets restarted. There's not a lot that changes. In the House of Representatives, the president stays the same. We just, the Senate back on Tuesday, had a voting session that they voted to keep their president pro temp the same. It was mostly ceremonial. I mean, someone could have made a run for it, but people usually just, you know, keep it consistent. There's, for all the different committees that are out there, like we talk about this, decisions impacting your everyday life, right? There's a fish and gaming committee. There is a, you know, a different economics committee. There are education committees. Those are where different ideas are brainstormed. They are brought before these representatives, these senators, to say, hey, do we want to go forward with this? Do we want to think about this? How can we change this to make things better? So committees is where a lot of brainstorm work happens, and those all stay the same for 2024. The committee chair people are, you know, those positions of power aren't like switched out and everything. So lots stays the same. All the bills that were introduced last year are still up. They don't have to be reintroduced. They don't have to be rewritten in any way, shape, or form. They're still just kind of in the docket right now. That said, there are a few themes that I've been picking up on as we're in Harrisburg, things that just lots of government officials have on their mind. And one of them being younger Pennsylvanians. We have seen a percentage of younger Pennsylvanians moving out of the state. And that is something that Democrats, Republicans, independents, everyone who is down here in Harrisburg has been talking about that. How can we keep young Pennsylvanians here? How can we convince people that this is the state you want to live in? This is the state where you want to stay. There are a wide variety of solutions that have been brought forward on that. Just a few of them include looking more at student loans. Are there maybe ways that we can give tax breaks, tax credits with that? That was something discussed in committee last year that we might see rolling forward. There has been just general talks about business. How can we organize business, make business easier for people to run? Of course, there are differing opinions on the best way to go about this, but that the overall topic, the one thing everyone can agree on is we want to keep the next generation here. Because right now, Pennsylvania, the largest portion of our population is our senior citizens. So we have this balancing act now where how do we take care of our senior citizens? How do we make sure that they are well equipped, that they're safe, that they're secure, they're enjoying life. But how do we also then retain our younger generations? Because we can't keep paying, we can't keep taking care, financially supporting our senior citizens if we don't have younger generations coming up and continuing to pour money into our economy, into our businesses, into our communities.
Those are some really, really interesting issues that we are facing as a whole state of Pennsylvania. And, you know, it's interesting when you bring up some of those issues, they are things that echo throughout all of Northwest Pennsylvania. I know some of those issues, particularly, you know, keeping Pennsylvanians in Pennsylvania, that's something that I know affects Warren County as well. It's something that I know that they are taking a look at and trying to monitor as well. It's definitely a concern that people have. So with that being said, one of the other things that I wanted to discuss with you today is I understand that the House of Representatives in Pennsylvania are in a bit of a lull for right now. So can you tell us a little bit about, first of all, how that even happens and comes up like that?
Yes. So the House of Representatives, their chamber where they meet, had a water leak back in December of 2022. It had a leak right above kind of like the front dais area where the Speaker of the House sits. There's a water leak kind of like up in the ceiling area. They have decided to fix and repair the water leak, which means they cannot meet in the chamber. The construction is expected to last until March, the kind of middle of March is, so March 15. They are planning to not have session while the chamber is under construction. Because you can't be in the chamber while you're having construction. So they right now are the second time that the House of Representatives will be meeting for session will be on March, I believe it's 17th or the 18th. They met briefly on January the 2nd, because by the Pennsylvania Constitution, everyone has to meet the first Tuesday of January every year. So they met really quickly for that. They will be here February 6th for the governor's budget address. That is required that they have to be there. But then they're not going to be past those two dates. They aren't coming back until March. And so with the chamber being under repairs, that is, you know, you can't meet while something is under repair. There have been conversations about the fact there are other places in the Capitol you could hold session. There have been conversations that you could have session virtually, which was kind of what we did in COVID, and you know, now that we've done it once, could it be possible to do that again? Republicans have brought up the fact that right now we have, back in November of 2022, there was a representative who was elected to be a district judge, and so he vacated his seat. So in the House, Democrats and Republicans are once again tied at 101 seats each. There are some Republicans who have brought up concerns and voiced opinions that this not meeting for a session is because right now there is a tie in those votes. So some have pointed to that until there can be a special election to fill the spot that representative vacated back in November, when he got elected back in November. Until that happens, you know, they're just not having session. And that is a decision made by Democrat House leadership. They're the ones who set the session schedule. I have talked with Democrat leadership and they have pointed out that in the same amount of time, so from here, the start of January to March 17th, the Senate is meeting 4 days.
Wow.
So in basically 2.5 months, they've elected and they don't have anything going on with their chamber. They're just meeting 4 days. So that is, you know, a counterpoint that has been brought up. Well, how many session days do we normally have anyways? February, after the governor's budget address, there are lots of appropriations. Committee meetings will start to get going. So those always keep everyone busy. So it's definitely, we won't have voting sessions for the House of Representatives until about the middle of March. And there are opinions on why, but that's the end of the matter, is they won't be there. So
So now
Although
with
be busy with plenty of other things.
So that actually leads me to having a question then. So when we look at that, what I'm kind of wondering is, will that have any impact on anything that we can foresee that would affect these Pennsylvanians in a daily situation? Or is this just kind of nothing really pressing at the moment, so they're just going to hold off?
So in 2024, the one thing that every year we have to restart is the budget. And so the governor will give his budget address, and I mentioned appropriations committee meetings, those will all start. And so that's the one thing that every year does have a deadline for, in the summer. They will be working on that. Just because there's not voting session does not mean nothing is happening. Your representatives will definitely be spending lots of time in your communities. There are, like I mentioned, committee meetings even beyond the appropriations. There's other stuff going on. One could argue that, less voting sessions means less laws being created, and depending on if you like more laws or less laws, you'll have an opinion on that. But there it's a holdback for 2.5 months. There will not be laws that or bills that the House of Representatives is voting on. Some might say that's a good thing, some might say that's a detriment. It depends on the different laws and bills that you're hoping to get through. The Senate right now has around 250 bills that the House of Representatives passed and then sent their way. So there's still potential for, laws to be signed in this period of time, if a bill that the House of Representatives signed and then sent to the Senate, and then the Senate approves it, and then it goes to the governor's desk and he signs. Like, that is still possible to happen in this period of time. We'll just have to see if it does.
That's a good point. Well, so with that, I wanted to just ask then, if people want to stay up to date with some of the different reporting that you're doing, what is the best way that they can find you online?
Definitely. I'm on Facebook and Instagram. On Facebook, if you look for Kara Jeffers Reports, I have a Facebook page that you can follow, and I will always post the links to my stories. On Instagram, I go by Sincerely Kara Love. Fun fact, Love is my middle name. So I have decided to use that as kind of my more artsy Instagram handle, but that's where I will also have links to my stories. But I do more personalized 1 minute video updates on different subjects that are going on. But Facebook, Instagram, definitely the places to find me, and that's Kara Jeffers Reports on Facebook and Sincerely Kara Love on Instagram.
Awesome. Kara, thank you for taking some time today out of your day to join us to talk about this. It's really some amazing work that you're doing in the Capitol, and we are so excited to be able to have a voice that represents Warren County in the Capitol. So I appreciate it. I appreciate your time with us today, and thank you.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters. If you have any questions, inquiries, or suggestions, feel free to reach out at warrenradio.com and click Contact.